Hare Krishna, here's a little further update from yesterday on our Sarah, where can we graze campaign. We had a communications meeting yesterday. First in Latvian, there was a delegation that went to speak to the Hungarian ambassador there. And that had was nicely met, politely met, with favorable response. Here in Hungary, we're on our 13,000 names on the petition, 1-3. And certainly we need to get it up to 50 for official recognition in the parliament. Although I've been targeting for 100. Yesterday I had one devotee that, well, devotees here don't know, devotees outside of Hungary don't know, sorry, Bhaktin Viola, and she's full-time contacting other groups, vegetarian organizations, friends of animals, New Age group, yoga societies, and so on, globally, to send out our petition contacts, our situation, our petition contacts to their mail order, and to get further support, inform people of what's going on, and at the same time get them to sign in. In Hungary, we're on every media. I just uploaded on the podcast a radio interview that Marupati Prabhu did this morning, but it's in Hungarian, so unless you speak Hungarian, you won't be able to follow it. The response is, without exception, extremely favorable. Comments that people are making on the petition as well. Said, well, it's the Krishnas now, and it's us next, meaning losing their land. You have to remember, this is a country where when the communists came here, when the Russians came, they took away everything, every personal, people's business became nationalized, people's lands became nationalized, everyone really lost everything. So all of the current generation doesn't remember that, they know about it. And previous generations have personal experience of that. As for instance, my parents and so on. It's dealt with in a very humorous way as well. You can see the attached cartoon that's on articles with Santa and Rudolph sitting and begging, and Santa telling Rudolph, don't complain, you could be worse off like the Krishna's cows. There's another really fantastic comment which is difficult to translate in into English, and it wasn't actually a comment, it was also, I think, a cartoon, newspaper cartoon, and there's the word marha, which means, it's another word for cattle, but it's a derogatory term as well. You use it for cattle-like people, just as in the same way in English, we say, he's an animal. So if you just remember that that word marha uses is a derogatory term for cows. So the caption meant, what a crazy situation. We have to have cows protesting against marhas. You know? So that was very good. That was very funny. And overall, our mood is just that. We're not making an aggressive, violent campaign. We're just being very positive, very humorous, and organizing our Guruku, as well as, of course, the cows will be present. We spent quite a bit of time yesterday organizing the march on the 13th and handing over the petition, which obviously you'll all see as well. We'll have videos of it and put it up. Police are very cooperative. And most important of all, we're really getting very serious feedback from the government. In other words, the purpose of your signatures, petition, assistance, and of this campaign has certainly already been achieved, in that the government has really taken notice. Although up to now we've been sending in letters, personally meeting with proper ministry officials, they just haven't taken it seriously. Now they're definitely taking it seriously, so-called working on legislation. Once again, obviously, the problem it has a very easy solution. We just stay a church, and if we keep our church status, the position of the lands is immediately solved. It's a unique situation. It's only us who have got this type of acreage and being used for self-sufficiency to maintain an entire community. Let's hope that that's the solution that they give, but certainly the message is getting across. Yesterday evening I was speaking to Pragosh Prabhu, and he said, well, it's really difficult to know what Krishna's plan is. And yes, it is. As Bhishma Dev says, Nayasya Karichit Rajan Pumam Veda Vihitsitan. Who knows what the Lord's plan is? But we're in for the long run, and whatever Krishna's plan is, that we need to stick by, knowing that ultimately it's meant for the success of the Krishna consciousness movement. What were people thinking? Demigods, Prahlad Maharaj's mother, and others. When Prahlad Maharaj was being tortured by Hiranyakashipu in so many ways. Why isn't Krishna here? Why isn't Krishna saving my son? He's such a great devotee. Why is he made to suffer like that? Well, he did go through so many different types of suffering. And of course, the answer is Krishna did come, but he came in his own time. And when Krishna comes, that we don't know. But one thing for sure is that Mare Krishna Rake Ke Rake Krishna Mare. If Krishna wants to protect someone, then no one can cause them any harm. And if Krishna wants to sacrifice someone for their mission, as right now we're reading in Srimad Bhagavatam about Parikshit Maharaj chastising Kali, well, the fact is that Parikshit Maharaj was really sacrificed in order for Kali Yuga to take effect. As long as Parikshit Maharaj remained on planet, there would be no Kali Yuga. If there's no Kali Yuga, then how does the system of different ages come into effect? How does the new age happen? And what to speak of, how does Lord Chaitanya make his appearance in Kali Yuga as long as Parikshit Maharaj is present? So, that was also Krishna's arrangement. We should not think that such things would not happen. Yes, for Krishna's arrangement, protecting Parikshit Maharaj meant taking him back to Godhead. As, for instance, when we read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we get that picture. So, we who are attached to the body have one concept of what protection means. Krishna has another. But ultimately, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, it's meant for the glorification of the Sankirtan movement. So, that is the update for today. And actually, I'd just like to give an example, which is really steering off of not only Hungary, but steering off of Parikshit Maharaj and going to the Second World War. Yesterday, they were celebrating the 70th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Observing it, not celebrating. It's not something you celebrate, you observe it. And some time back, I'd read about the death of a Japanese gentleman. And this man, he, at the time when the Americans dropped the bomb in Hiroshima, he was in Hiroshima. He survived that bomb. on the next day, I don't know if I got my order right, it may be the reverse way. On the next day, he went to Nagasaki. And when the Americans dropped the bomb over there, he was over there also, and he served that also. So can you imagine surviving two nuclear wars? It was obviously nuclear bombs. It was obviously not his fate to die. It was the fate of many others, but not just one, but two. That is what it means when it's your fate, or God wants to save you, then no one can cause you any harm. So that's it for today. That's our most recent update. And keep everyone in tune. Tomorrow I'll still be here, but tomorrow evening I'm headed back to Budapest. Hare Krishna.